We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDO. It is the night for standings to sit up and take notice, because who's going to want second place tonight? It is going to be either the Sydney Warriors or the Oxford Blackhawks. We're at Sydney High School for this game. Right now, as far as the boys go, Oxford controls second place with a 7-1 record. It's Sydney and Green, identical 6-2 marks. And, of course, with Sydney and Green playing the last game of the season here in a week for senior night, they obviously have a challenge ahead of them. Harpersville in between that. And Oxford has Green and Hancock. So they have two real heavy challenges there. And so anything can happen. It's those final four. Just getting into the final four at the Mid-State Athletic Conference is what it's all about. Sydney overall is 7-5. Although they have lost their last two league ball games to Unitigo and to Bainbridge-Guilford. And Oxford has played 13 games. I don't have their overall record, but I do know they are 6-2 in the league. We'll talk about both teams a little bit more in depth as we get going, with hopefully something nearly as exciting as last night, if not more. And it could be, because when it's for all the marbles, as they say, the tension and the high energy seems to come and play at its best. But we start our ball game with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, providing all your transportation needs, including daily rentals, expert service department, and more. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. And coaches-wise, it's Tim Davis of Oxford, who has brought his son up for the varsity for the rest of the year, because they are just short of players. And and I'm not saying that, pun intended here, with the short. He's got probably the best height in the league with 6'6 and 6'4, but he's brought his son up, Kevin Davis, who is an eighth grader, and he already stands 5'11 and is a factor on this varsity team. So we look forward to this as hopefully as much as you do, and our broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. We'll take a break, look at both teams more in depth. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by and see Cork, Ron, Doug, and Witt today for the best deal on your next vehicle. And Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
My wife was kind enough to tell me that I have a little problem sharing.
So I suggested that he start by sharing the one thing he cherishes the most, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets.
It was tough, but I got 20 Chicken McNuggets for just $4.99, and one by one doled out those tender, juicy nuggets. One for them, two for me. One for them, three for me.
See, Larry, doesn't sharing feel good?
Yeah, one for them, four for me. One for them, a few more for
McDonald's
me.
Chicken McNuggets made with white meat. With 20 for just $4.99, it's the simple joy of sharing. Prices and participation may vary.
Life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
At participating McDonald's.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. and it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Turning my scorebook to the correct page because last night we had some excitement at Bainbridge Guilford. It was the game that there were two choices. It was come to Sydney and do the Oxford-Sydney game or stay in BG from the weekend and do the BG Unadilla Valley game. Yes, I did go home and get cleaned up and work and all that, but as far as poetically saying, stayed right there in BG. What a game last night. Great come-from-behind win for Coach Bob Conway and his team. My instinct is to, with this Unadilla Valley team that can still be in the mix, I think I'm going to watch them at home play Unitigo on Friday night. That right now is the penciled-in game if we can make arrangements at the Unadilla Valley school. It's been a long time since I've been up there doing a ball game. But getting ahead of ourselves, tonight's all about the boys, and the boys of Oxford, as I said, I don't have their game-by-game recap, but I do have their 13 stat season or 13-game stat total, and they are led by a guy I was talking about the height before, 6'4", Andrew Golden. He was the thorn in Sydney's side last year, a game that I just watched on a Saturday night without doing the broadcast. Andrew Golden gave Sydney all kinds of fits because last year they didn't have that tall of a team either. This year Sydney's team is not even, there's nobody 6'4", except for Joe Matzel, but Golden can do it inside, outside. He leads the team in minutes played, field goals made, 3 points made with 17. He's 34 for 49 for the free throw line, 110 rebounds in 13 games, not quite a double-double. But he does average 18.5 points per ball game and shoots 69, almost 70% from the foul line. So that certainly is a leadership capability there. And assist-wise, he's number two on the team with 18. That's 1.4 game. And steals, he's number one with 39. And by far, blocks with 24, almost two blocks per ball game. So Sydney, who has had trouble attacking the basket all season long, except maybe in the Walton game, they are going to find it challenging. If they do want to try to take it inside, they're going to find Andrew Golden waiting for them, no question about it. They also have their next leading scorer is Caden Izzard. But from what I understand, Caden Izzard will not be playing. In fact, I think I see him on the sideline over here. He was averaging 10.1 points a game. That's going to hurt, and he's been sitting out the last few games. I think it's his ankle from what Tim Davis was telling me. So other players on the team, number 10 is Justin Schrey. Schrey is a 5'9 senior. He's averaging 8.6 points per ball game and 2.9 assists to lead the team, so he'll be the point guard for the most part. Ryan Moore is number 15 jersey. He's a 5'11 senior. Ryan Moore averages 5.1 points per ball game and has 2.8 rebounds per contest. He's not a huge scorer, but he's certainly part of the mix because they are down, as I said, to seven players, so everybody's got to contribute somewhat. Kevin Davis is the eighth grader, the coach's son that I was talking about, 5'11". He wears number 33. So far he has played six games, and in those six games he's averaged 3.5 points a ball game and 2.3 rebounds a game. He's got one steal, or I should say six steals total. That's one per ball game. And at the line, he is 5 for 8. So he may wind up getting to the foul line. And, in fact, Sydney may say, hey, he's an eighth grader. He's got to feel the pressure. We're going to put him at the line. That could be something strategic-wise. Eric Dilfer wears number 42. And he is a 6'2 senior. He is averaging 5.1 points a ball game as well, and no other real glaring stats, 2.7 rebounds per ball game. And the last one on the list, numbers-wise and otherwise, is Corey Olson. He has played in six games and has scored 3 points, playing about 2 minutes per ball game. But he may be called into action should the depth of Oxford be compromised. And one guy I did forget, and I apologize because he's quite the athlete, Paul Wonka. He's a 5'9 junior. He was a key member of the football team. He wears number 30, as I said. He's played in 12 of the 13 games. He's not a scorer. He averages 2.2 points per ball game, but he averages 3 rebounds, 1.1 steal, 1 assist per game. He'll be also in the mix. I know he was an effective player last year, but one thing that sticks out for me with Paul Waka is he is a dancer. Went to the Amber Perkins School of Dance recital last June, and there's Paul Waka's name in the program. And that kid can dance. That kid has moves. Let's see if it translates to the basketball court. I'm not making fun of it. I'm in total awe that he can do the level of dance that he was doing and still be and have the time to be an athlete. So he certainly has to know his time management. We're about 6:40 away from the ball game, or from the ball game starting, or the pregame concluding, whichever way you want to look at it. And just to finish up with Oxford from their digital stat sheet here, is that free throw wise they are shooting 94 for 164, 57.3 points a ball game. That's a lot of times at the line. Sydney is not nearly that many. Sydney, though, shooting about 69%. We'll come back and look at Sydney's stats a little bit more in depth. It's a good time to do stats because we're deep into the season now where every game counts. And you're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Catskill Travel in Sydney invites you to enjoy a 10-day Panama Canal cruise this April on Princess Cruise Line. You'll visit Aruba, Cartagena, Colombia, Lehman, Costa Rica, and Jamaica, plus partial transit of the Panama Canal through the Gutan Locks to Gutan Lake. This amazing cruise starts at an incredible $14.49 per person, plus airfare. All meals on board are included, as well as a $60 per cabin onboard credit. Find out more about the 10-day Panama Canal cruise at Catskill Travel, Main Street, Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, and the Sydney Warriors warming up to host the Oxford Blackhawks in their penultimate home game of the regular season. They'll be home against Green and on the road this weekend again at Harpersville. So this is a game they certainly want to win. They lost here to Unitego on Friday, the 20th of January, and then on the next Friday lost to Bainbridge Guilford after playing a really tough first 10 minutes. They went on a 10-minute scoring drought and came back from 17 down to trail by 5 before losing by 6, 41-35. It was actually a breakout game for Bainbridge Guilford more than anything on the positive side for BG and Coach Greg Warren. It was a game for Sydney to kind of take stock and go, well, it's business time now. We're not guaranteed a playoff spot in the top four anymore. We have to make our own destiny. So that's what this game is all about tonight. And, of course, Mike Brzee providing us statistics. They are 7-5 overall, 6-2 in the league. They're averaging, 12 games, they're averaging 563 points. They're averaging 51.1 points a ball game. Their free throw percentage is a little misleading. You got the best of the world, and then it's 69%. You want to shoot 70 as a goal, and it's far and away for my boys and girls teams this year the best free throw shooting percentage, with the exception possibly of Harpersville girls. I haven't checked up on their numbers yet. But they're only 60 for 87. In 12 games, they've gone to the line 87 times. They've gone 22 times against Green in an opening tournament game, the Tom Schwann tip-off tournament in Norwich. After that, it's 18 and 17 and some 12s, 11s, and 10s. But they've had games where they're 4 for 4, 4 for 7, 5 for 6. And you don't win games shooting 4 free throws a game, let me tell you. But on the good side, they are making almost 70% of their free throws, led by Damian Zimmer, 20 for 26 at 77%. Same with Mike Cruz, who is 10 for 13. Those are half the numbers of Zimmer. 12 for 16 for Billy Kozak, 75%. So they're doing okay. Brandon Walters, 10 for 16. Three-point shooting leaders are Kozak with 16. He had 6 in one game against Afton. 10 for Brandon Walters and 5 for Damian Zimmer. Their leading scores are Zimmer at 11.6, Kozak at 10.8, and that includes a zero game, and Brandon Walters, 10 points a game. Mike Cruz, who started part of the year at 4.8, he's now off the bench primarily. Joe Matzell averages 4.5. He's the starter in place of Cruz, so between the two of them, almost 10 points a game. Off the bench, Hunter Sowersby, 2.3 points a game. And Mike Ward, who has worked his way into the starting lineup at 4.5 points per ball game. Steals leader, Damian Zimmer, 2.5. Brandon Walters, 2.3. Rebounds, Zimmer at 4.8. Matzell at 5.1. Walters, 3.8. And Cruz at 3.6. Block shots, Matzell with 14, so a little over one per game. And I think I've got just about all that I can jam into it. Oh, except assists. We're talking to Billy Kozak, 3.5 assists to lead the team in that. So they're doing the Section 4 rules and regulations and all that stuff. I will tell you that tonight we will have a live national anthem once again, because our situation sitting behind the scores table, and I brought the handheld mic, we can sing the national anthem on the air. It'll be Ashley Kenny, Michaela Funkbeiner, and Vita Guglielmetti singing our national anthem today. Multiple.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave?
All right, give them both to him, would you please? Yep. He can do the starting lineup for us tonight. Thank you. Kyle Vibber, the baseball coach, doing the national anthem. Or, excuse me, no, doing the starting lineup.
First was the visitors from Oxford.
A 5'9" senior, number 10, Justin Schray. A 5'11" senior, number 15, Ryan Moore. A 6'4" junior, number 24, Andrew Golden. A 5'9" junior, number 30, Paul Wonka. And a 6'2" senior, number 42, Eric Dilfer. And the head coach of the Oxford Blackhawks is Mr. Tim Davis.
So no real surprises in the starting lineup. But
and now the starting lineup
people.
For your Sydney Warriors. A 6-foot junior, number 11, Damian Zimmer. a 6 foot junior, number 14, Mike Ward. A 5 foot five inch sophomore, number 21, Billy Kozak. A 5 foot 11 inch junior, number 22, Brandon Walters. And a 6 foot 3 inch junior, number 44, Joe Metzel. And the head coach of Sydney Warriors is Mr. Mike Brzee.
All right, so we got our starting lineup. Thank you. And maybe we'll use this for a post-game interview. It worked the last time when Unitico came down here and beat Sydney in front of the home crowd. And that's the kind of old-school radio that I take pride in. We'll put that microphone right down on the floor and hopefully need it later in the game. All right, Sydney in their home whites with maroon numbers, white warrior heads to the bottom of both sides of the almost trousers now. They're shorts, but they're not that short. Oxford in a blend of black, white, and red, as they are still the Blackhawks, and Sydney is still the Warriors. Tradition holds true in the Mid-State Athletic Conference. All right, ready to go and settle in. We're going to enjoy this one, I hope, and a quick toss that Andrew Golden anticipated before the ball got up to its arc. He certainly controlled the tap, but he won't be allowed to control the tap. That's a violation. The one and only time we see a center jump. And it's a violation. Billy Kozak's going to launch for three right from the right side from the get-go. No good. Joey Matzo, though, hustles to get the ball in the corner. And I think the clock did not reset correctly, because it's down to 20, and the ball had hit the rim from Billy Kozak's shot. So they're going to bring up an arbitrary number to set it up. Kozak fired from three-point range, hit the rim. It went over to the corner. Joe Matzo recovered it. They're going to make it 33 seconds. Okay. And we are off and running again. Zimmer on a backdoor of the kick, an inadvertent kick by Golden. It's going to be turned over to the Blackhawks to try to draw first points. And a shot from the outside by Golden, just off the rim, missed. Walters rebounds for Sydney, off to Kozak on the left side. And it's going to be interesting to see what Oxford does defensively. As BG succeeded with a 2-3 zone, every other team that's beaten Sydney has done it with a good man-to-man defense. Sydney has been non-Sydney-like in that they do not attack the basket very much. This time it's Billy Kozak with a couple dribbles into the foul line area, and his shot is true. 2-0. Sydney up by two. So Oxford holding on to second place right now despite having all kinds of injuries. Colin Izzard, by the way, a nice play by Golden. The turnaround is good, and he's going to draw a foul on Matzel, and that's going to be one of the scouting reports that I'm sure Tim Davis knows all too well. Joe Matzel, very prone to commit fouls, and if he gets down on himself, it could be even worse for himself and the team if he gets down on himself that way. But with a tie score, Andrew Golden misses the free throw. So we're tied at two. Minute and a half underway at Sydney. Walters, guarded by Davis, around him, or excuse me, by Moore, Ryan Moore, lopping a pass inside, and a scoop to the hoop with a spin of the ball is Mike Ward. He makes the basket and is fouled by Eric Dilfer. And the point I was trying to make is Caden Izzard is a 6'6 senior, and he is not on the floor for Oxford tonight. Certainly changes what Oxford could be doing against Sydney with a decided height advantage. They don't get that opportunity. And Mike Ward makes the most of his opportunity, makes the free throw. And it's 5-2 Sydney. Right up the floor, hanging in the air, Justin Schrey missed it. In a reverse spin, putback, I guess, by Eric Dilfer. It's one of those moves you use at horse when your back is to the backboard and reverse the spin. It went in like he wanted it to all the way. Kozak up top, almost lost his dribble. Gets it back, goes to Brandon Walters on the right side. Matzel sets a pick. There is no back door to be had on the roll. Ward around the screen. Stops and pops in the lane. It's an air ball. Zimmer trying to keep it alive, and I don't think he'll be able to do that. Nope, it's going to be Oxford's ball. 5-4, Sydney leads with 5:43 to go in the first quarter. Sydney going to play some, apply some full court pressure. And Golden will give it right off to Wonka. Wonka over half court to the right side for Ryan Moore. Moore to Golden, who's at the elbow, back to the basket. He's going to fall away. The shot is off the mark. Rebound. Good hustle on the part of Justin Schrey. They have the possession back again. Schrey fakes, shoots off the rim. Still on the rim. Falls off the other side of the rim. And the rebound by Moore, but there's a traveling violation called on the part of Oxford's Ryan Moore. So the timeout that Coach Tim Davis was screaming for is negligible or negated because it was a travel. So he doesn't want the timeout now. Sydney with a 5-4 lead, moving the ball much crisper tonight. Kozak fakes the three from the top of the key. Now it's Zimmer. Zimmer is double-teamed. Somebody's open. It's Walters. Walters with a hesitation. Now off to Kozak to the left wing. Madsel guarded by Golden. Bad pass for to Walters. It's stripped by Schrey, recovered by Golden. Chance for Oxford to take the lead. Well, they may be shorthanded, but they're certainly an active defense. There's a ball swatted away by Walters. Wonka in the paint, and before he could shoot the ball or pass it, he was fouled by Brandon Walters. That's a hold call on him. Two fouls on Sydney. Score remains 5-4 Sydney with 4:22 left opening quarter. If Sydney wins this, they're tied with Oxford for second place. There's a tip on the inbounds pass. That's got to go right in the hands of Zimmer on the fly. Up with the left hand and good. Damian Zimmer credited with a steal there and the finish. Here comes Schrey against Matzel going for the offensive and to no avail. Quick basket for Justin Schrey and the Oxford Blackhawks are back to 1 point down at 7-6. So we'll have our first sub coming up shortly. Kozak, nice fake, got Schrey up out of his off his feet. Passes over to Brandon Walters. Three-pointer for Walters is good. Sydney's four of five starters scoring in the early going. 10-6, their largest lead. Golden, they're going to isolate for him. Working on him is Zimmer defensively. Zimmer holds his ground. Now it's Wonka in the paint. Puts it up, scores, and is fouled. But wait a minute. I believe they took it away. And an offensive foul called on Paul Wonka. That's going to hurt. Substitution is number 33, Kevin Davis, 5'11", 8th grader, in for Andrew Golden. And number 24 is in the Golden's still in the game. It's Eric Dilfer sitting out. Long pass up ahead for Davis. Back out, Wonka, 10-6, 3:10 left first quarter. Not that big of a crowd here at Sydney. I'm a little surprised. Golden down underneath to Davis. He fakes, goes up, shot blocked by Matzo cleanly this time. Ward rebounds and throws an outlet to Damian Zimmer. Zimmer goes to Kozak on the right side. Hesitation on the pass. Ward gets it back. Elbow jumper in the front of the rim and then over and in. Mike Ward with two baskets, and that prompts a timeout call by Tim Davis. 12-6, Sydney is up their lead to 6 points. We've got 2:45 to go and a short timeout. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Greg Davey back in Sydney, where the Oxford Blackhawks find themselves down by 6. Sydney putting on a press as Oxford inbounds. Schrey over to Wonka, back to Schrey. Posting up is Golden, guarded by Zimmer. He's going to take a move off the glass, no good. Foul is the call on Zimmer, who's picked up his first personal foul. So instead of having Mansell on Golden, which would be the height-wise logical choice, Mike Brzee has opted to put Damian Zimmer, a little bit more controlled yet aggressive defender, who is not prone for quick fouls, but that time Golden had the better of it. Misses the first one, makes the second one. Golden 1-for-3 from the line, 3 points for him. He's averaging over 20 a game, remember, probably the leading scorer in the entire MAC League. Damian Zimmer drives down, and that's what Sydney has been missing for the last two games. Somebody to take it right down the middle and go to the hoop, and Damian Zimmer did just that. There's a traveling violation on Ryan Moore as he went too deep into the offense along the baseline. Well defended by Sydney's front men. 14-7 the score. Billy Kozak down for Mansell. Mansell doesn't see any way he can shoot over Golden, so he goes back to Kozak. Kozak's double team. Back out to Mansell. Now it's more of a half-court set for Sydney. Zimmer drives again. Nope, cuts it off to Mansell. Goes underneath. Blocked by Golden. Good defensive play. I thought Mansell did a nice job going under the hoop rather than trying to go up straight. But Golden still had it anticipated well and blocked it. There's a drive in the lane. Oh, my goodness. There's contact all over the place. Both sides. And Kozak lost the ball on the way up. But rolling through is Zimmer. And he's going to draw a foul on Kevin Davis. So Sydney's continuing to be aggressive. Both teams are actually being aggressive. Both teams have 3 fouls already. So Damian Zimmer is at the line for the first time tonight. First shot missed. So second shot coming up. And it's good. Zimmer and Mike Ward leading Sydney with 5 points apiece. Zimmer 21-for-28 from the line. That's 75%. 1:17 to go in the opening quarter of play. Schrey dumps it down to Dilfer, who has come back into the game. Now Wonka, who loves the drive, goes left side. Oh, he burned Joey Mansell inside by a little switcheroo. Paul Wonka, very quick. 15-9, his first points of the ball game. Down under a minute. Brandon Walters to the right side for Zimmer, around the screen. And again, an explosive move, but a little wild off the top. Ward tried to tap it in. Missed it. Damian Zimmer is going right to the hoop. 3-point attempt is no good for Schrey. And a rebounding call. Looks like Dilfer will be called for a foul, and Mike Brzee is going to do something a little different tonight. He's going to go right to the bench at the end of the first quarter with John Wingate, Mike Cruz, and Deshaun Boyles in for Mansell, Zimmer, and Walters. 37.9 seconds to go. 15-9 Sydney by 6. We've had one tie, and that was at 2. Kozak driving all the way down for a 12-footer. The ball to the opposite side of the backboard, but still in play. And Oxford's going to try to go in transition here. Wonka to the top of the key. It's Schrey. Dilfer, high post. Back door. Wonka, reverse layup. Just missed it. Might have gotten partially tipped. 15-9 still. 11 seconds and counting. Sydney will play for the last shot at 15-9. Kozak around 2 screens. Backs it up. 2 seconds to go. Lets it fly for 3, and he makes it right before the buzzer sound. Well, Sydney playing with a lot more confidence tonight than they have the last 2 weeks, and that puts them at 18-9 as we end the first quarter very quickly. You are listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7. Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
It's cold outside, and Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney is here to make sure it doesn't get cold inside. You can count on Superior to properly install and repair your furnace to keep your family warm all winter. Kirk also installs and services boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, home repairs, and emergency service too. Stay warm this winter. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Greg Davey back for the second quarter in Sydney. Sydney's led all the way, and Oxford down 18-9 coming into the quarter, gets the first possession. They ran a set play to get Andrew Golden into the offense, and he responds with an easy basket. He's got 5 points to lead the Oxford charge. It's 18-11. Deshaun Boyle's elbow jumper blocked by Golden, and Golden, after he blocked the shot, fled for the basket, hoping that Eric Dilfer could recover the ball and fling it down there. And it just didn't quite happen that way. Sydney will inbound. Kozak to Boyle. Down low. A kick looking for Mike Cruz underneath, and the kick will keep the shot clock at 15. Kozak again inbound to Wingate. John Wingate's in there along with Deshaun Boyles, Bill Kozak, Mike Cruz, and Mike Ward. Kozak stops at the foul line. Back out to Wingate. Coming across the key is Boyles. Boyles caught up, flips it back, and a shot clock violation. Well defended with Oxford's defense. Coming alive for that one. Now we have a substitution for Oxford. Ryan Moore, one of the starters, back in the ballgame. He'll inbound it right away. Goes to Wonka. Knocked it away by Wingate. Nothing taken for granted in that exchange. Andrew Golden takes the inbounds pass, and he'll set himself up, it looks like. Golden, oh, through the legs and missed it, but Wonka right there at the right time to catch the miss. Golden into the corner. Moore sets it up, 10-footer, no, off the rim, and Wingate with a rebound, but hold on, it went out of bounds. Touch last by Golden, and Sydney will have it. 6:51, second quarter, 18-11, Sydney by 7. Deshaun Boyles, Ward, they swing it right to left to Wingate. Back to the elbow for Cruz. He's going to the hoop. Up and in. Dilford falling back looking for the offensive, but Cruz took it with confidence and scored the bucket. 20-11. Pass down low for Dilford, guarded by Cruz. Back out to number 10, Justin Schrey. Schrey sets himself up for a little six-footer. No good. Golden with a follow-up. He gets it to go, and he's fouled. And the foul will be on Sydney's Mike Cruz. That'll be his first, the 6'1 junior, just coming off of his first score of the night. Golden comes back. Three-point play, successful. He's got 8 points. Remember, this Andrew Golden has 22 points per game overall, or I should say over 18 points a game overall, 22 points in league play. Deshaun Boyles coming across the key to catch a pass by Wingate. Back to Wingate, back to Boyles. Then he's going to continue to sub and play the deep 10-person lineup that they can do. Wingate for three, off the mark. Rebound by Schrey, and it wasn't taken for granted, or was taken for granted. Cruz hustling all over the place, along with who's the other kid? I want to give him credit too. Ryan Moore. I couldn't see Moore. He was on the ground away from my vision. I saw Cruz in there. And those two guys were tangled up, not stopping at all. It was a good play for both sides. And I think they got to wipe up some of the sweat on the floor. And to be honest with you, both referees are, I'm not sure if they've made a decision yet on what is happening. And whether there was a change in possession or exactly what's happening. We have a stoppage of play. Everybody on the court wondering what's going on as well. Pretty much what happened was a shot by Wingate missed. One of the Oxford players looked like he had a rebound. I think it was Justin Trey had the rebound. And somehow the ball got away from him. Mike Cruz hustled in and kept the ball alive for Sydney. And then it was Moore and Cruz on the floor wrestling for the ball. Nothing about getting kicked out or anything like that. Hunter Sowersby, by the way, into the ballgame for Sydney. And returning is starter Joe Matzel. So Matzel and Cruz in there. It's rare that those two are in there at the same time. Sowersby out to Wingate. Almost a five-second violation. And a fresh 35-second clock. Cruz inside. Might have been blocked by Dilfer. And a retaliation foul, it looks like, on Mike Cruz. That'll be his second. So 5:39 to go. 20-14. Sydney, the five people in there, assigned to press to put the pressure on. Justin Trey does a nice job for Oxford, getting it across by himself, basically. Down low is Golden. They double team on him, but he still gets around with a triple team. Back to Trey, guarded by Sowersby, moving into Trey. Bounce pass to nobody. Wingate with the steal. Wingate to a wide open Sowersby on the left side for two. Hunter Sowersby has improved the last couple of games. Played well against BG in a sub role on Friday night, despite the loss. Sydney just was not playing with assured vigor. Golden sets up for three. Too long. Good rebound by Wonka, but he lost control of the basketball. Matzel now with it. Wow, Wonka snuck in between two Sydney guys who weren't necessarily going hungry for the ball. But he couldn't hang on to the ball himself. Boyles at the elbow back out to Wingate. To Matzel. Matzel might have gotten away with the travel there. Off to Boyles to the right side for Cruz. Cruz, a little 16-footer. Good! Mike Cruz with a basket. He scored twice in this quarter. 10-point lead for the Sydney Warriors. That's their largest lead so far. Led by 9 at the end of the first quarter. Pass lofted from Trey to Wonka. No-look pass to Dilfer, but hustling in and knocking away was Joe Matzel. Kevin Davis returns, replacing Paul Wonka in the Oxford lineup. 4:12 left till halftime, 24-14. Not sure what we're going to talk about. The Maravito Energy Products halftime report. We'll find something, I'm sure. Trey, 10-footer, off the glass, good. Justin Trey with his second bucket, 24-16. I can see the score on both scoreboards. I can only see the time on one. Walters around a screen by Cruz. Open, though, is Matzel. 8-footer, short. Rebound, Trey, and he's not hesitating. He's coming right through the defense. Trey at the top of the key. Off to Moore. Ryan Moore looking for Golden. Lofts the pass into him in the mid-post. Golden, backdoor, no. Picked off by Walters. Nice play by Brandon Walters. Oh, Golden stuck his foot in there to try to, or his hand in there to try to knock the ball away from Walters, and he did that, but they'll call a foul on Golden for doing that. When you do that right in front of the official, you really are rolling the dice. Halftime comes in 3.5 minutes. Cruz, top of the key. Now he goes down under as he passes to Brandon Walters. Open is Sowersby. One dribble off to Wingate. A different look right now for Sydney. They loft a pass into Cruz, but there was a lot of traffic in there. Ball tapped away, and Oxford recovers. Golden. Nobody's moving for the Blackhawks. 3 minutes to play, 22 on the shot clock. Back out, Golden fakes the three. And it's called for the travel. They said he didn't put the ball on the floor first. And it looks like Tim Davis would like a timeout. He's going to take it with 2:58 to play till halftime. 24-16. Sydney, this will be a full timeout. You are listening to live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey at Sydney High School behind the scorer's table where we had a live national anthem, which always beats anything else we could do. I just love putting these high school kids on the air, and they'll be able to hear this. And I often say it, they can, their 25th class reunion, they can log on to WCDOradio.com and hear themselves sing the national anthem when they were high school kids. All right, back to the action. Sydney taking control of the basketball. They've got an eight-point lead. It's not safe by any means. Oxford's shorthanded, but they are playing very tough, very aggressively. Sydney, though, has countered with an energy I have not seen since I've done the last three or four games they played. I have not seen this except during portions of the Unitigo ball game. Cruz call for a travel. It seemed like a bit of panic set in, trying to get it to a guard. Oxford playing with Ryan Moore, Kevin Davis, Paul Wonka, Andrew Golden, and Eric Dilfer. Wonka back out to Golden, who at 6'4 can still play the guard. Nice move through the legs. Goes in against Matzel and scores. And Matzel did the right thing defensively. He played a sound defense. But Golden, experienced ball player, still only a junior. Wouldn't be surprised if they name him MVP this year, either he or Travis Woods or Dan Shelton for Unitigo. Cruz around the screen. Bounce pass to Matzel underneath. The fake. He's back to the basket. Back out to Sowersby. Sowersby puts it up and is going to come to the foul line as he was fouled on the act of shooting by Kevin Davis. 24-18. Sydney by six. And Hunter Sowersby is at the line to shoot a pair. First shot is off the back of the rim. Sowersby came in having not shooting? He has not shot a free throw in a regulation game until tonight. Second shot is good. 3 points for Sowersby off the bench, 25-18 with a minute 45 to go till halftime. Shrey gets around Kozak. Interesting. Golden fakes the three, guarded by Matzel. Goes, moves in on Matzel again, and before he can get off a shot, Matzel with the shove. So that'll be the second foul on Joe Matzel. And both Cruz and Matzel, Sydney's two big guys, have a pair of fouls each. Pass way up top for Shrey. Right back to Moore, guarded by Sowersby. To the elbow, or I should say three-point area for Golden. They turn around and a dump to pass. No, sloppy pass picked off by Kozak, who didn't do anything special. He was just right there and caught it. Bill Kozak guarded by Paul Wonka. He'll launch for three again. Nothing but net. Bill Kozak with his second three-pointer. They gave him about 2 feet to shoot, and that's all Bill Kozak needed. 28-18, it's back up to the 10-point lead. Driving in is Shrey, stripped by Walters, and that'll stay Oxford's ball. Mike Ward checks in for the Warriors, replacing Hunter Sowersby, and a short timeout asked for by Mike Brzee. So we'll take it, 59 seconds to go. Sydney 28, Oxford 18, late second quarter action. You're listening to live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
We're back at Sydney High School and looking toward Friday night's games, perusing all of the schedules. I think the best game in terms of standings that's so crucial at this time of year, I think Unitigo and Unadilla Valley Girls playing at UV is the game of the night. We're going to try to make that happen for you Friday night. Nice tip in the inbounds play for Oxford by Sydney's Mike Ward, recovered by Joe Matzel. So just like that, Sydney with a 10-point lead and possession of the basketball on a steal. Sydney's defense playing extremely well at times tonight. Kozak between the three-point arc and the block S, the half court. Ward driving in. Back to Cruz. Cruz put the ball on the floor, stripped away by Schrey. Schrey down the middle, goes up, and actually it was Wonka that scored the basket off a good feed from Schrey. 28-20, Sydney will play for the last shot with 18 seconds on the clock. No shot clock necessary. Kozak drives to the right, goes into a wide open Metzel. Golden took a gamble and lost that time as Matzel scores. 3 seconds to go. The fake, the shot, and no foul called on what looked like Justin Schrey faking and going up and under. I think he's got a good case for that foul on the three-point shot. But referee was right there and chose not to call it. So Sydney gets back to their 10-point lead for the third time in this ball game, and they take the halftime break into the locker room. 30-20 is the score. A much improved Sydney effort tonight, taking the ball to the basket with much more authority. Oxford still trying to hang on. They're still in this ball game, just a hot streak away from tying it up. So we'll take a break, have a Maravito Energy Products halftime report. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
This winter, let Maravito keep life warm. Maravito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Maravito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Maravito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of Live Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amsterdam is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town Area High School Sports on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Sydney with a 10-point lead going into the halftime break. 30-20 is our score from Sydney High School hosting the Sydney Varsity hosting the Oxford Blackhawks in a game that could net the winner second place or solidify for if Oxford can win. Their hold on second place, a game back from Unitigo. And our halftime report is here now, brought to you by Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT, that's 563-H-E-A-T. And, boy, you're thinking about heat, you're thinking about the 50-plus degree days that we've had the last couple. Unbelievable. Yet, Monday morning, it started out with 2 inches of snow. So Mother Nature has been very, very fickle to us this entire school year, starting, of course, in September with the flooding. But we had an October wet snow, and we didn't have much snow at all in November, December. A little bit of snow to start the new year, and that's it. Not much at all. Just about all the snow's gone. Crazy, huh? Well, Sydney has shown tonight that they do have the ability to attack the basket, something they did not display at all in the Bainbridge-Guilford loss on Friday night and got away from in the Unitigo game that was back and forth and back and forth. And, of course, they were tied at 42 before Unitigo went on that great two-and-a-half-minute tear, holding Sydney to just one free throw and winning in the largest margin of the game, which made the game kind of misleading, but Unitigo certainly showing why they are in first place with an unbeaten MAC record. But we were tied at 2, and then Sydney started to pull away. They went out to an 18-9 first quarter lead. Then they expanded that to 10 once, twice, and then finally 3 times. Oxford got it back to within 6, but it is 30-20. Sydney led by Bill Kozak with 2 3-pointers and 8 points overall, 5 points each for Damian Zimmer and Mike Ward. Brandon Walters has hit a 3. Mike Cruz with 2 baskets for 2 off the bench. Joe Mansell scoring late in the half for 2 points, and Hunter Sowersby has come off the bench to score 3, including a free throw in 2 tries. So they are 9 2-pointers, 3 3-pointers, and right now that is one of the big differences in the ball game, and they are 4 for 5 from the free throw line for those 30 points. For Oxford, they are led expectedly by Andrew Golden with 10 points. He is only 2 for 4 from the free throw line, and that's all that Oxford has from the line to record in the books. Justin Schrey with a basket in each quarter for 4 points, same with Paul Wonka, 4 points, and Eric Dilfer has a basket for 2. So 9 2-pointers, no 3-pointers, 2 for 4 from the line. As we said, that's all Andrew Golden and the 20 points total. So looking at the schedules, first of all for Sydney, they are at Harpersville on Friday, and then they host Green next Tuesday, February the 7th. Harpersville. Now, wait a minute. It looks like Harpersville Saturday afternoon. I stand corrected. Harpersville Saturday afternoon. Green on Tuesday evening, home for senior night. BG Boys are playing tonight versus Unadilla Valley at home. Maybe somebody can let us know the score of that ball game as we go along, either by texting or by a simple phone call. Also, BG from there will be at Delhi on Friday and at Afton on Tuesday the 7th. Afton boys at Unitigo tonight, host Deposit Friday, host Bainbridge-Guilford Tuesday. Harpersville boys are at Hancock tonight, or they were there last night, I should say. They are hosting Sydney Saturday afternoon, then they are at Deposit on Tuesday. Unitigo boys hosting Afton tonight for senior night. Then they are at Unadilla Valley Friday night. Now, that is a quadruple header, and the schedule shows the boys are at 5:30 and the girls are at 7:15. My aim is to do the girls' contest at 7:15 should there be an active phone line available. And then Unitigo will be at Walton Tuesday the 7th. But that's not a given. When you're going to Walton, that is never a given. BG girls are at Delhi on Friday, and then at Afton next Tuesday. They had that big win last night and hope to finish on a streak with, if they win out the next two games, they have a seven-game winning streak after starting the year 1-3 in the MAC. Unitigo girls are 8-1, and of course they lead in the Mid-State Athletic Conference. They are second behind Harpersville, 10-3 overall. They are at UV on Friday, as we said, and then they host Windsor on Monday before going to Walton on Wednesday the 8th. Afton girls are home against Deposit on Friday. They lost at Unitigo last night. They host Bainbridge Guilford for senior night next Tuesday. It looks like a quadruple header there. So those are the schedules of our local teams coming up. We're just about ready to send it to the third quarter. Let's take our final break. 30-20, Sydney by 10. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Still got a game. It's a 10-point spread for Sydney, leading 30-20. Oxford will take the ball to start the second half and move to my left, Sydney to my right, which is corresponding very nicely to the scoring book that I keep. Don't know how Chris Capella did it on a laptop. I would totally fumble my fingers all over the place. But he did it that way, and I do it the old-fashioned way, and it works for both of us. So Andrew Golden working in on Mike Ward, going to give it up to Ryan Moore, 13 on the shot clock, underneath his Dilfer against Matzel, right back outside to Wonka. They keep the ball moving quickly, bounce pass to Dilfer off of the backboard, but unintentionally off the backboard. The ball got hit, and it caromed off the backboard and into somebody's hands. Sydney has it now. It's Zimmer off the mark. He sat down most of the second quarter. Perhaps he's feeling a little bit under the weather. Way off with his shot that last exchange. The pick and roll, Golden, 17 feet away, misses the shot short. Rebound Ward across the key to Phil Kozak, who's out there with Zimmer, Matzel, Walters, and Ward. Oxford going to play a 2-3 zone, as they found BG had success with it last week, holding Sydney to just 35 points. My gosh, they've got 30 already, averaging 51 a game. And a pass in between Zimmer and Walters. It was the classic case of, you got it, right? No, you've got it, right? Neither one. Sydney, nice press. Give and go, though. Golden to Schrey to Dilfer with a finish. Well, that was a nice press break. Very impressed with that, because it looked like they were having trouble just getting the ball inbounds. 6:22 to go, third quarter. Sydney has not sniffed near the basket with shots. Ward across the key. Nice pass from Metzel inside to Zimmer, and he does score. Zimmer had 5 points in the first quarter. He now has seven. 32-22, back to the 10-point lead for the Warriors. Blackhawks setting up strong right side. Dilfer, the jump stop, back out. Wonka driving in through the double team, and I think he traveled. Well, no, they're not going to say travel. They're going to say foul. Wonka with that little extra step But he got the favor that time of the official calling the foul on Damian Zimmer, who picks up his second foul. Neither team shot one-on-one free throws. Dilfer back out to Golden. Now, Dilfer might have gotten away with the travel that time. Golden to Justin Trey. He's out there with Ryan Davis, Paul Wonka, Eric Dilfer. I think I've named everybody. And the turnaround by Davis, or by Moore, rather. Ryan Moore with his first basket of the night. First basket for Ryan Moore, who averages 5 points a game. A double pump inside for Ward, but his shot is blocked with authority by Andrew Golden. Long pass up ahead to Golden, deflected by Ward, and he and Golden are tangled up. They help each other up. So it's a four-on-four until those two get down court. 32-24. Kozak over to Walters. Swings it around to Zimmer. Back up to Walters. Going to crank for three. It's good. He felt it. Second three-pointer for Brandon Walters. Only two baskets for him, but 6 points. They're both threes. 35-24, largest lead now for Sydney in this game. Backdoor play to Moore. He had no hope of getting in the basket, but he kept the possession alive momentarily. It was passed back to Paul Wonka. Great backdoor cut by Wonka, but just had no shot, or by Moore. He just had no shot. Momentum took him beyond the basket. Matzel back out to Kozak. He swings it to the left to Walters. Back to Kozak. Gave him room for three. Bill Kozak takes advantage. Timeout asked for by Tim Davis before things get too out of hand time-wise. 38-24. And a timeout on the floor. We'll stay right here. Coming up at the end of tonight's ballgame, we'll have an NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner and a Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner. Season is winding down. Two games for everybody after this one. Sometime this weekend, either Friday or Saturday, and then next Tuesday, or in some cases Wednesday. There's a lot of quadruple headers, as that seems to be the transportation saving grace for some schools, especially the longer travel, or if they have the accommodations. Sydney has them now. Athens has them. Harpersville. Delhi likes to do that. So that's a little general preview of what's to come. And, of course, after that, it becomes the goal is to get to the 18th at State University at Oneonta for the girls and boys MAC championships. Saturday afternoon, February the 18th, right after the Tri-Valley Championships. All right, it is Justin Schrey penetrating a bit, having to back it off, guarded by Kozak. Golden toying around with Mike Ward, flips it in, and good. And I say toying because Golden showed just about every individual move somebody can show, including a great ball fake that made him spin around and put it up with the opposite hand. 38-26. Ward, elbow jumper. They gave him room. Missed it. Rebound, Golden. Outlets to Schrey. Schrey up ahead to Moore. Moore dribbling the left side. He stops. Zimmer has him. Moore still able to put up the shot, but it misses. And Joe Matzel rebounds for the Warriors. Up the right side comes Kozak. Kozak. Stolen away by Schrey. Nice play by Justin Schrey to pick off Kozak. And Kozak stumbles on his way, turning around to play defense. Schrey gives off to Dilfer. It's around the rim, no good. Ball is loose on the floor. Kozak flips it up to Zimmer. Zimmer over half court. And Billy Kozak's got some slippery shoes today. He is all over that floor. To Walters from the foul line. Short. Rebound Schrey. Quick outlet to Golden. He's up the right side. Ward gets in front of him. And an offensive foul called on Andrew Golden. And that one has me a little bit mystified because it didn't look like he was doing anything out of the ordinary. I thought, if anything, Mike Ward was the one who interfered. But it's the second foul on Andrew Golden. First foul of the half for Oxford. That one shaking my head. 38-26. Zimmer guarded by Wonka, who just rips the ball out of Zimmer's hands. Wonka comes in, might have traveled, missed it. Kevin Davis with a left hand, and Kevin Davis, the eighth grader, scores his first basket. Nice job for Davis to trail the play, because I thought Wonka had that one easy on the layup, and he didn't. In fact, he might have gotten away with a travel. Back to a 10-point advantage, 38-28. Matzel misses short, goes after his own rebound, puts it up with the left hand, and scores, and hustle paid off for the junior for Sydney. Foul on Justin Schrey. And Golden will come out of the ball game, replaced by Eric Dilfer, the only other tall guy for Oxford. 40-28. Now it's the largest lead for Sydney, hosting this game tonight. Matzel rims out on the shot. He's still got 4 points. It's another low free throw shooting night for both teams. Justin Schrey decides to take the shot himself without setting up a play, and he scores it. 6 points for Schrey, 40-30, that 10-point familiar spread. Matzel, one dribbling back to Kozak. They're working the left side. Walters, Matzel setting a screen. Now he moves away. Moore against Walters. Nice back door to Matzel. Oh, and it rims out. It just rolled off the rim. Good basketball play, though. Here comes Schrey through traffic. Puts it up with the left hand. Blocked by Zimmer. Recovered by Walters ahead to Kozak. A minute 25 to go. Kozak cross court to Walters. Oh, traveling. Oh, I take that back. Again, looking like travel, they call a foul. I've had some definite, if to use texting language, SMH, shake my head. I've had a few SMH moments tonight on both sides. Travels that aren't travels, they're fouls. Fouls that aren't fouls, they're travels. But it's both sides. It's not one side over the other. Minute 15 to go. Sydney has Mike Cruz in the ballgame now, along with John Wingate and Hunter Sowersby. Sydney playing some bench tonight, more than they have in a while. Sowersby guarded by Schrey. Now to Cruz, guarded by the eighth grader Kevin Davis. Cruz backs up, shoots off the back of the rim. Rebound Matzel, but off his hands. Recovered by Davis. Up the floor, trying to cut that deficit to single digits. Wonka ripped away by Cruz. It's tapped into the hands of Sowersby. It's a 3-on-1. Sowersby takes the 12-footer, missed it. Rebound, Zimmer inside. Off the rim, no good. Rebound by Davis. Good rebound by Kevin Davis. Pass up ahead to Dilfer's. Going to try to save it. It was going out of bounds. Sloppy play now for both sides. Down to 27 seconds. This third quarter has whizzed by. The whistle's blown maybe six times. So Sydney playing for the last shot. Wingate around a screen by Matzel. Nice back cut. And the ball rolls off the rim again. But Mike Cruz on the weak side to put it up and in and clean up the windows there. 42-30. 4 seconds to go. Schrey takes it for three. And it's off the mark. From this angle, it looked good. 42-30. A wild and woolly third quarter to be sure. Sydney gains two on that and have their largest lead for the second time of 12 points. So fourth quarter is still ahead, and it's still anybody's ball game. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union.
There is a difference.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, the numbers are quite striking. Sydney's three-point shooting is pretty much the difference in this ball game. 5 3-pointers for Sydney, none for Oxford. Again, playing shorthanded with just seven guys, clinging to that second place standing at 7-1, but that is now in jeopardy. Sydney would go a long way to get there. Zimmer faking the shot, passing it back to Hunter Sowersby, so he didn't force the action. Wingate guarded by Justin Schrey. Wingate lost control of the ball. That's going to be a whistle, but no call. Wingate lost control of the ball, but all he had to do is grab it. So they'll give it to Sydney underneath with 15 on the shot clock. So it looks like another SMH moment, 42-30. Pass into Matzel, going up strong, blocked by Golden though. Matzel gets it back, missed it again. Well, at least he tried again. Matzel's had it tough inside. He's got 4 points tonight. Davis passing it to Schrey, beating Sowersby over half court. Sydney's defense has certainly clamped down on some of Oxford's best plays. Schrey with, I don't know what to call that except a bank shot that scores, and a timely play at that, but he was not in position to make a real strong shot. I think he left his feet and decided he better just chuck it toward the hoop and like it belonged to go, like it was supposed to go. 42-32, the 10-point advantage for Sydney has been the most common spread throughout the second half anyway. Sowersby back near half court to Wingate. Good defense on Oxford on the inbounds play for Sydney. First minute in the books. Zimmer driving hard to Matzel. Back out to Wingate. Back out open is Sowersby for three, and it's off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Wonka. Wonka alongside Wingate. Now out to Golden. Golden working against Zimmer. Nice crossover dribble. He goes up. Short J. It's good. Andrew Golden got the best of Damian Zimmer that time, and it's now an 8-point lead at Oxford. Starting to creep their way back in again. Got it down to 8. 6:28 to play. Zimmer at the top of the key. Palmy goes to Wingate for 3, and it's off the mark. Matzel will try to tap it to keep it alive, and it's out of bounds. It will be Sydney's ball. With Bill Kozak checking in now for Hunter Sowersby in the Sydney lineup. That could have been anybody's possession based on how quickly the ball was hit and went out of bounds. Matzel to Wingate. Wingate driving in. Back door. Nope. He thought Cruz was there. It was Golden. Andrew Golden fakes the three. And Wingate with a foul. Wonka getting the ball first. Wingate a hair afterwards. And do you know why I said a hair afterwards? Because Paul Wonka's got really long hair. Oh, goodness. It just comes out, I'm telling you, just naturally. Wonka and Schrey and Golden and Davis and Dilfer in the Oxford lineup. Driving in, Wonka underneath the basket. It's Schrey. Wonka handed off to Schrey. And Justin Schrey with that horse move again, that underneath reverse layup. Kozak drives left side, and Kozak responds in kind. He's got 10 points to lead the balanced Sydney effort, 44-36. Down underneath, traveling is the call on Kevin Davis. And Ryan Moore will check in for the eighth grader, who has done a nice job tonight, despite being quite younger than the rest of the guys on the court. 5:34 to play. Clock running now, 44-36. Kozak to the right side for Zimmer, who is strong with his left hand. Cruz cut his set of screen. Zimmer going the opposite way. Cruz still in there with a screen. Now Walters and Matzel with the ball. Matzel at the foul line extended. Missed it. Rebound in the corner. Walters with a nice save. Brandon Walters chased down the loose ball in the corner. A lot of three-point shots taken for Sydney. I mean, it is the difference for them, leading by 8, but some of them are starting to look forced. Kozak to Matzel, driving in, shot blocked by Golden, and that will be Andrew Golden's third foul of the ball game. He's got 3, Trey and Davis have two each. For Sydney, Mansell and Cruz and Zimmer all with three. So Mansell at the line to shoot two. First shot is no good. Sydney shooting almost, well, shooting exactly 69% coming in. But they were just 3-for-6, 3-for-7, now 4-for-8. They're shooting just 50% tonight. Mansell with 5 points. 45-36, Sydney by 9. Golden to Shrey. Justin Shrey will bring the ball up. Sydney backs off to Preston, is playing man-to-man. Golden goes around the other way and puts up a jump hook, missed it. Cruz with a rebound, and coming in from behind might be Andrew Golden's fourth. Mike Cruz held his ground. He's nowhere near a 1-1 yet. Timeout, though, asked for by Tim Davis. Well, they made the run down to 6, and it's now at 9. So Sydney will take possession. They lead 45-36 with 4:33 to go in the ballgame. You're listening to live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, back to the action. Sydney inbounds just at the right time for us to come back. Bill Kozak, Davian Zimmer, Mike Cruz, Joe Mansell, and Brandon Walters on the floor for Sydney. Mansell backs in, now kicks it back out to Billy Kozak for three. Not this time. Rebound by Dilfer. And a foul will be called on Mike Cruz as he and Dilfer got tangled up. And that's going to go on Cruz for his third. Mike asking the official, didn't you see us both tangled up? But Dilfer swung the arm around with a little bit more authority. So it's 45-36. Oxford trailing by 9. Shrey beating Kozak up the floor. That's rare. Driving in, Dilfer, a little 8-footer. Good. Eric Dilfer's third basket. 45-38 to a 7-point lead for Sydney. Under 4 minutes to play. Kozak down low to Mansell. Swinging up is Walters at the top of the key. Down low for Cruz. Tries to go inside of Golden. Golden with the recovery. Cruz just missed the shot. There was no block. Big possession now as Justin Shrey goes from the foul line, and it hit the rim, went around, spun for a second, and went in. 12 points for Shrey, including 6 in this quarter. It's a 5-point game, and we have a little drama now to start thinking about. Zimmer drives in hard, traveling. He got an extra step, which is why he was so in the clear. And now all of these possessions suddenly mean a little bit more than they did 3-4 minutes ago. 3:20 to play, Oxford 45-40. They trail by 5, but they have the ball. Wonka. Moore into Golden. Golden fakes, goes up, blocked by Mansell, out of bounds. Nice defense by Mansell. Remember, Andrew Golden has 4 fouls. If he goes out, that is not curtains for Oxford, but certainly they're drawing the drapes down. Into the corner, Shrey. He's been the hot guy. Coming around is Moore, guarded by Cruz. The fall away is good. Ryan Moore scores his second basket of the second half. He's got 4, and it's 45-42. So the 12-point lead has melted to 3. And now Sydney is starting to play a little bit more haphazardly. Walters goes in on Moore, blocked by Golden, who could not do anything except stand there with his arms outstretched, and it worked. He's got the ball. He didn't even leave his feet. Trey on the left wing, chance to either tie or come within one. The jump stop. Moore scores. Amanda Trey, Justin Trey. Oxford is proving why they are the second-place team in the MAC right now. 45-44, knocked out of bounds by Justin Trey on the defense against Billy Kozak, and Sydney will inbound with 2:17 to play and 30 seconds on their shot clock. It is Walters driving in off the glass. No good. A little bit too weak on the shot, and there's a rebounding foul. And that's going to go on Joe Matzel, his third. And Mike Ward checks into the ballgame, replacing Mike Cruz on the Sydney side. So Ward will guard Ryan Moore. That was kind of a mismatch with Cruz guarding Moore. Cruz a forward and Moore is a guard. All right, Wonka guarded by Walters. Trey guarded by Kozak. Trey fakes, goes up, and draws the foul, and a chance now to tie the score or take the lead. As Justin Trey did a nice job to fake Damian Zimmer, get him up in the air. Trey misses the free throw. He's 21 for 36 coming in, 58%. And let's face it, they have not been at the line very much tonight. Around the rim and no good. So 0 for 2. Chance to tie or take the lead. Got neither. 45-44. Sydney dodges one there. Minute 45 to play. Sydney leading by one. Zimmer takes a 15-footer. Missed it. Matzel taps it because he couldn't get the rebound, but he tapped it right into the hands of Paul Wonka. And we'll see what happens with the Oxford possession here. Trey lofts it. No, he's going to go out top to Wonka. Golden sets the screen. Wonka to an open Trey for three. It's short. Rebound Walters. So Sydney maintains the ball and a one-point lead. A minute nine left. Kozak around Trey. Ward fakes to Kozak, who fakes it as well. Getting Oxford up off their feet with just about every person who's carrying the ball for Sydney. They fake a shot, and Oxford jumps. Seven on the shot clock. Walters fakes, now shoots for three, and it's off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Trey off the miss. 42 seconds to go. We are now into major drama. Dilfer back out to Golden, who fakes the three. Lofts a pass to Dilfer. Back outside to Trey. He's been the hot hand from the outside. Driving in is Trey. Whips the pass off to Dilfer. Baseline jumper. It's an air ball. Saved. Saved by Trey. Shot by Golden. Blocked by Mantle. And a possession arrow. Oh, my goodness. And Zimmer comes up with the ball at a deadpan expression. Oh, my goodness. That could have been a fifth foul on Golden. That could have been a foul on Mantle. It was neither. A possession arrow ensues. And a full timeout by Coach Davis of Oxford. 15.2 seconds to go. 45-44. I think it's Oxford ball. You're listening to Live Trotstown High School Basketball on WCDL.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Well, one of the, if you go pros and cons, pros being close to the scores table is great. One of the cons is being behind it, so I can't see the possession arrow light. However, on the control panel, I believe the arrow is pointing toward Oxford. So if that was truly a possession arrow, it is Oxford's ball with 7 seconds on the shot clock and 15.2 on the game clock. So this one not over. Sydney has stalled. They've been held to 3 points in this quarter, trailing by 12 after three. Oxford has gone on quite the run. An 11-2 run, or make that a 13-2 run to make it down by one. 45-44. In comes Schrey. Six on the shot clock. Schrey backing in, goes up, floating jump shot, missed, tapped out. Oh, Wonka's got a chance. No, it's going to be Moore. Off the rim, no good. 4 seconds to go. Massa with a rebound, and Wonka steps in to commit the foul. Oh, my goodness. And Mike Brzee wants a timeout. There will not be a foul shot on this. And that's a foul on Andrew Golden, his fifth. And he is certainly disappointed by that turn of events. The ball went up all over the place. We're going to stay right here. I can't even begin to recap the last 6, 7, 8 seconds. The ball was inbounded with 15 seconds to go. Oxford had 7 seconds on the shot clock. They got the ball into what was a good move by Justin Schrey. He's been the hot man. He had 8 points, 4 baskets in the fourth quarter. He did a spin move. It did not go in. The ball batted around time after time after time, and then finally a foul called, and the foul is on Andrew Golden for his fifth. So he finishes tied with Justin Schrey for game honors with 14 points. But the main set of points on the scoreboard, they trail by one. And Sydney will have the inbound because the foul was only the sixth foul on Oxford. So that's not a one and one. Possibly Oxford will foul on purpose. It's hard to tell. But Golden retiring for the night. Just 2 for 4 from the free throw line. About 4 or 5 good blocks defensively. But he got 2 in a row in a very unfortunate set of circumstances. And Brandon Walters will be fouled right on the inbounds play by Ryan Moore. That was a pretty predictable move because now that's the 7th team foul on Oxford. But they took 3 seconds to do it, and there's 0.7 seconds left. So pretty much all Brandon Walters has to do, he can even hit it hard off the rim. I think what Coach Davis is looking for is it did not take 3 point whatever seconds to make the foul. The inbounds came to Brandon Walters. He was fouled immediately, and the clock that went from 4.2 went down to 0.7, and that becomes also part of the mystery as the fourth quarter is just about over. Brandon Walters shooting 1-1. First time at the line. He misses. And Schrey called timeout as he got the rebound. We'll see if they're going to honor that. They should have reset the clock to about 3 seconds. That would have made it very effective. I'm not sure what they're going to set it to. But they put it back to 0.7. Well, that's the least they could do because I think with the inbounds pass coming in to Brandon Walters, it did not take 3 seconds for the foul to take hold. It took less than one. But the clock apparently kept going down to 0.7. So now the beef is on Sydney's side. They're saying there's no way they could have called timeout without time expiring. So you got to give Oxford that opportunity. You definitely got to give them that opportunity, even though it's just 0.7. And what they're obviously going to have to do is they're going to have to fling it long and tap it. If they had Andrew Golden up, that would be a little bit more doable. Now, the timeout was called near the foul line, but it looks like the referees are going to make them go the whole court. Now, this is a weird ending to a very strong, very well-played game between the two schools who are fighting for second place. So 0.7 to go. Wonka's going to be the guy to take the ball out of bounds. He cannot take any. He can only take one step. He cannot run the baseline. So here he goes. Throws it long. And tapped up. And, oh, Eric Duffer had a chance to tap it in and didn't quite make it. Oh, my goodness, that was closer than we thought, and they're smiling about it. So Sydney dodges major drama at the end. They win by 145-44. Oxford nearly comes up with the final points needed in a controversial time element ending the game, but right now it's official, and Sydney and Oxford are now tied at 7-2 in the Mid-State Athletic Conference for second place. We don't know how Unadilla Valley and Bainbridge-Guilford ended up, but if there's anything close like tonight that happened here, then there's a lot of drama, and we are anxious to find out what did happen, because both of those schools are also fighting for the fourth playoff spot. Well, it's all said and done, and free throw shooting certainly did come into play in this ball game on both sides. We'll talk about that and total them up and name our MBT Bank Outstanding Offense and Meng Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. It's all coming up in the postgame show, the 45-44 final. Sydney wins by just one. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla.
That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, a total of 14 free throws taken by both sides in this ball game. And in a fourth quarter when normally free throws abound, there were 15 free throws taken. I didn't put Brandon Walters' one-on-one miss down there. In all is said and done, just 5 free throws taken in the fourth quarter of this ballgame. That part is probably the hardest to believe of all the statistics. But we go on and finish and recap as best we can here. Bank Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner. We'll have that in just a minute, but Meng Insurance is one of our sponsors. They serve the insurance needs of the Tri-County community and have done so for over 100 years, proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. By NBT Bank, our Outstanding Offense Award winner sponsor, they have put customers first every single day, and they're proud to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has also served the community, and they have Meng Top. They've done it for over 150 years. Well, how do we recap this game without mentioning the excitement of the fourth quarter? Sydney, with a seemingly decisive 12-point lead. They never got over 12 points with the lead, but they led 42-30 after three quarters. And then suddenly Oxford starts to catch the breaks. They start to get hot with their shooters, especially Justin Trey, who hit 4 field goals in that quarter and brought the team back, along with Ryan Moore, Andrew Golden, and Eric Dilfer with single field goals. But sometimes, like last night, the basket seemed to have a lid on it, and when they were shooting and shooting and rebounding and tapping, then fouls got called, and unfortunately for Oxford, Andrew Golden, their co-leading scorer with 14, he wound up getting the last foul, the fifth foul, and, the next to last foul, I should say, but Justin Schrey also missed 2 free throws, a chance to either tie and put it into overtime or possibly take the lead, and he missed them both, so Oxford 2-for-6 shooting tonight, and Sydney 4-for-9. So nobody was a free throw shooting hero in that regard tonight. But the difference might be Sydney hit their 3-pointers, at least some of them anyway, 5, and only 13 2-pointers to 21 for Oxford. And as the final seconds tick down, I think the biggest controversy is the last 4.2 seconds in which 3 seconds disappeared, 2.5 seconds disappeared off the clock. in a situation where it probably should not have been that much time, but that's what happened, and it's in the books now and can't be changed. At least that's the way I saw it. I saw 4.2 seconds. The pass came in. The foul was called. The whistle blew. Either the clock kept going or something. I don't know, but that was not a two-and-a-half-second scenario. So Oxford, I'm sure, is disappointed in that. But, again, they had their chances. Sydney had their chances to put it away and could not do so until the very, very end. So 45-44, another thriller. Last night was what, 47-44? Tonight's 45-44. I've never seen so many games in the 40s in all my life, but this one was a win for Sydney, who goes up now to 7-2 on the season, and Oxford falls to 6-2 on the season. They are virtually tied for second place, and of course Sydney gets the decisive nod if they go head-to-head because they defeated Oxford in this game. They only get one chance at each other during the season. 45 points for Sydney, and it broke down this way. Bill Kozak led actually with 10 points, the only double-figure score for the Warriors tonight. They really did. They really did spread it out nicely. Brandon Walters with 3 three-pointers and, of course, missed that 1-1 at the end that wound up not being a factor, although it did create some drama at the end with that last-second tip, the last 0.7-of-a-second tip. But he finishes with 9. Mike Ward, 5 points all in the first quarter, including an old-fashioned three-point play. Damian Zimmer with 7. Mike Cruz with 6 off the bench. Joe Matzo with 5. And Hunter Sowersby with 3, all in the second quarter. And I think I've got everybody covered there. Other players for Sydney who did not score were John Wingate. And just John Wingate, because the other subs... and Deshaun Boyles, my bad. Okay, Oxford with Justin Schrey and Andrew Golden leading the way with 14 apiece. They scored 28 of their team's 44, and being shorthanded as they were without their 6'6 guy, Caden Izzard, I mean, that's a big loss. Again, no pun intended there, but to only have 7 guys at your disposal to begin with. Well, anyway, Ryan Moore had 2 baskets for 4 points. Paul Wonka had 2 baskets for 4 points. Kevin Davis, who's definitely showing a lot of potential out there, he had a basket for 2. And Eric Dilfer had 3 baskets for 6 points. Pretty easy to add up. 21 two-pointers, 2 for 6 from the line, and 44 points. Sydney with 13 two-pointers, 5 three-pointers, 4 for 9 from the foul line. Here's the challenge. Who do you name as the Bang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award is going to be a challenge because there's so many people that you can name. On the other side of the coin is the MVT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Who do you pick on that? And in fact, with Oxford, I'm going. Oxford's Justin Schrey, and it's kind of heartbreaking for him because he misses the 2 free throws. But his eight points in the fourth quarter brought this team back and showed a lot of spunk and a lot of leadership. So a 5'9" senior, Justin Schrey, will be our MVT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. And Sydney will be represented as well tonight, of course, with the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner. And that one is actually going to go to Joe Matzell. And Joe, who is, as we all know, prone to foul trouble. He's fouled out of at least 2 games that I've done on the air lately. He held his ground. He had 3 fouls tonight. He had 2 early ones, but he played just about the entire second half. And he neutralized Andrew Golden to the point where he only scored 2 field goals in the ballgame. So nice job, Joe Matzell, and a lot of rebounds and tips and all that. He didn't have the greatest offensive night, but defense reigned for him tonight. Congratulations to Joe Matzell for dynamic defense and Justin Schrey for outstanding offense. So once again, the game plan for Friday night. The best game to have is the nightcap at Unadilla Valley as the Lady Spartans of Unitigo visit the Lady Storm, who just played last night against BG on the air. But I like them so much I want to see them play again because they could be upset prone for Unitigo, especially playing at home. So that game at 7:15, but again, penciled in because we don't know about the phone situation at the home of the Storm. So we'll find out about that and let you know. If not, we'll have to make a quick decision because I don't want to do a Friday night in February without basketball, and it just wouldn't be right. All right, thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station. Thanks to everybody here. And, boy, it got real quiet in the gym real fast. And I guess homework waits for both of these teams. So 45-44, the final score. Sydney over Oxford. The two teams now are tied for second in the MAC with 7-2 records. And we'll see what Unitigo does tonight against Afton, and also the next couple of games. It's all what it's all about, down to the final four for the Mid-State Athletic Conference. They'll do semifinals and then finals on February 18th at SUCO, and then head right into sectionals. So for WCDO Radio Sports and everybody here at Sydney, I'm Greg Davey. Have a good night.
Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.